Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're rebuilding a warehouse-style intro for that chopped vinyl, old-school jungle and DNB vibe. This is the kind of intro that doesn't just start a track, it sets the whole world. It gives you that late-night, dusty, underground club feeling, like the door's just opened and the bass is about to take over. So the goal here is not to make everything huge right away. The goal is to create tension, space, and character, so when the drop arrives, it really lands. We're going to keep this simple and use stock Ableton tools, but we'll still make it feel authentic. Think layered, gritty, and mix-friendly. In other words, this should work like a real DJ intro, not just a random loop. First, let's set up the arrangement. I'd start with either 8 bars or 16 bars, depending on how much room you want. If you're just learning, 8 bars is a great place to begin. You can think of the intro in phases. The first few bars are about atmosphere and space. Then we bring in some break energy. Then we add more movement, a bass tease, and a final bit of tension before the drop. A really good rule here is to build in layers, not one giant loop. Each layer should have a job. One layer for space, one for rhythm, one for texture, one for anticipation. That keeps the intro clear and makes it easier to control. Let's start with the warehouse atmosphere. Create an audio track and load in a long atmospheric sound. This could be a field recording, room tone, crowd murmur, industrial noise, or even a dark sample that doesn't sound like much on its own. If you don't have a perfect sample, don't worry. You can shape almost anything into something usable. After the clip, at EQ 8, roll off the low end, usually somewhere below 150 to 250 Hz, so the intro stays clean and doesn't fight the drop. Then add reverb. You want space, but not a shiny, dreamy reverb. Keep the decay fairly long, maybe around 3 to 6 seconds, and keep the dry slash wet low, around 10 to 25%. If the atmosphere feels too wide or disconnected, add utility and narrow it slightly. A useful trick here is to darken the top end too. If the atmosphere feels too bright, add a gentle high cut with EQ8 or use auto filter to take some of the shine off. For this style, we want a dark hall, not a glossy ambient pad. That darkness is part of the warehouse feeling. Now let's add some vinyl character. Create a second audio track for crackle, texture, or dusty noise. This layer should be felt more than heard. It gives you that old record, worn tape, late night club energy without becoming annoying. Again, use EQ8 to remove low rumble, usually below 100 to 150 Hz. Then try auto filter, maybe on low pass or band pass, and automate the cutoff slowly so the texture evolves. Add a little saturator, just a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB. That can help bring out the grit. And keep the level low with utility, because this should sit in the background. If you want to make it feel even more alive, duplicate the texture and warp one copy slightly differently. Keep it subtle. Tiny movement between layers can make the intro feel more organic, like it was assembled by hand instead of drawn from a preset. Now for the important part. The break. This is where the jungle energy starts showing up. Drop in a classic break or a break style loop on an audio track. Make sure warp is enabled, and if it helps, use beats mode so the transients stay punchy. Then start chopping it. You can slice it into separate clips, cut at the transient points, or duplicate short fragments on the grid. The idea here is not to just loop a full break over and over. We want chopped vinyl character. We want fragments. Try short snare hits, rim hits, tom hits, and little gaps between them. That space is important. In old school jungle, the groove often feels a little loose and human, not perfectly sterile. Add a little drum bus if the break needs more attitude. Keep it light. A small amount of drive is enough, and you don't want to overdo boom unless the low end really needs it. You can also use EQ8 to soften harsh highs if the break gets too crispy. If the break feels too stiff, don't panic. This is common. Use groove pool and try a subtle swing. Keep it gentle at first. Maybe 10 to 25% timing. Very little random and a small amount of velocity variation. If you don't want to use groove pool, manually nudge a few hits slightly off grid. That tiny imperfection is part of the sound. This is one of the biggest beginner lessons in jungle production. The groove should feel alive. If everything is locked too tightly to the grid, the track can lose its soul fast. Next, let's add a filtered percussion layer. This could be a rim, hat, small tom, or reverse hat pattern. Keep it sparse. The point is to suggest rhythm without taking over the whole intro. You can build this with drum rack if you want to program one shots. Then add auto filter and start with the cutoff fairly low, maybe around 300 to 800 Hz, and slowly open it over time. That gives you a natural lift. If the sound needs a bit of space, add a tiny bit of delay with low feedback, sync to 1/8 or 1/16. Keep it controlled. You want movement, not clutter. This is where automation starts doing the heavy lifting. A strong intro is usually just a few moving parts changing over time. You don't need 10 different automation lanes. Usually one or two is enough for a beginner build. Now let's tease the bass. We do not want to reveal the full drop bass yet. We just want a hint, a pulse, a shadow. You can use operator for a simple sine sub, or analog if you want a slightly rougher character. Keep the notes short and sparse. Maybe one note every two bars, or a very minimal low pulse under the break. Add a touch of saturator for harmonics, but keep it subtle. Then use a Q8 or a filter to keep the bass hidden until the end. A low pass cutoff somewhere around 100 to 300 Hz can help keep it tucked away. The point of the bass tease is anticipation. It says, the real energy is coming, without giving the whole thing away. That's important in drum and bass, because withholding the main bass line makes the eventual drop hit much harder. Now we can add a couple of FX sounds to help transition between sections. Reverse crash, short riser, downlifter, impact, snare reverb throw, anything simple and effective. A really useful beginner move is a reverb throw on the last snare or chop before the drop. Automate the dry slash wet so it jumps up briefly, maybe from 0% to 30 or 50%, then pull it back. That gives the impression of the room opening up right before impact. It's a classic tension trick, and it works especially well in warehouse style DNB. This is also a good place to think about contrast. Quiet moments make loud moments feel bigger. Sometimes a half bar of near silence before the final hit is more powerful than another riser. Don't be afraid to leave space. In this style, space is not emptiness. Bass is pressure. Let's talk automation more directly now, because this is what turns a loop into an intro. Over the course of the 8 or 16 bars, you can slowly open the auto filter on the atmosphere and percussion. You can slightly increase reverb as the intro progresses. You can make the break a little more present in the later bars. And you can bring up the bass tease or its harmonic saturation near the end. A good simple structure might be this. The first four bars are very filtered and minimal, with just room tone and a few break fragments. Bars 5 through 8 bring in more snare chops and head to tail. Then the later bars introduce the bass tease and open the filter further. Finally, the last bar gives you a little lift with FX or a reverb throw. And then you're ready for the drop. You can also try a fake drop moment if you want more drama. Build up like the beat is about to fully hit. Then pull things back for one bar before the actual drop. That little trick can make the real drop feel even bigger. Now let's do a quick mix pass. This is important, because the intro has to leave space for the main section. Use utility to tame any layer that feels too loud. Use EQ8 to clean up extra low end from atmosphere, vinyl noise, and effects. Be especially careful in the 100 to 300 Hz area, because that's where muddy intros often live. If the intro feels cloudy, check there first. Also, do a mono check if you can. Make sure the low end tease still feels solid and the intro doesn't fall apart when the width is reduced. The sub should stay centered and disciplined. In club music, that matters a lot. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. If the intro sounds too busy, remove one layer before adding another. If the break sounds robotic, add groove or nudge some hits. If the atmosphere is too bright, darken it. If the effects are too loud, pull them back. They should support the drums, not overwrite them. And if the bass tease is giving away too much too early, filter it harder or delay it until the final bars. Also, don't be afraid to keep a little roughness, a slightly clip transient, a dirty break chop, or a little noise can actually make the intro feel more authentic. Old school jungle was never about perfect cleanliness. It was about energy, pressure, and movement. If you want to push this further, try a small call and response between break chops and effect stabs, or alternate between two chopped break patterns every couple of bars. That keeps the intro feeling edited and alive. Another great move is to use an unexpected sound right before the drop, like a pitch down hit or a reversed break slice. For practice, I'd recommend building a simple 8-bar intro from scratch right now. Load one atmosphere sample, darken it, add one break loop and chop it into a few pieces, apply a subtle groove, add one filtered percussion layer, then place a bass tease in the final two bars. Finish with one impact or reverse sound before the drop point. Then listen in mono and remove one element if it feels crowded. If you do that well, you'll end up with something that feels like a believable opening to an old-school DNB tune. Not just a loop stack, but a real intro with mood, tension, and identity. So remember the big idea here. Leave space, then reveal energy. That's the heart of a strong warehouse intro. Keep it gritty, keep it controlled, and let the drop earn its impact.